Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Thankfully, you're here, Dr. Copen, because maybe you can help make sense of what's going on in the world. One of the things I just saw here, and it seems to be crossing and starting new debate, is this whole idea that the WHO is still recommending mask wearing regardless of vaccination status. You just saw L.A. County didn't mandate masks, but is now health officials there are urging masks. And then you contrast that to the CDC, which is saying if you're fully vaccinated, you can resume activities without wearing a mask. And I just wonder what is going on here. What sense you make of all this?
Yeah, I saw that earlier today, Anna, and hello to you and to our listeners. The World Health Organization is talking about the whole world. And the whole world, unfortunately, is nowhere near the point that we are in the United States with vaccination. So I think we have to take that into account when we look at what the World Health Organization said. CDC is making a recommendation for the United States. And at this point, CDC is sticking to its mask recommendation that those of us who are fully vaccinated don't need to wear masks. And I think that that's appropriate. We all know there's certain places where we still have to wear masks. We're going to do that, airports, airplanes, rapid transit, that kind of thing. We don't have to wear masks because of the level of vaccination and the great thing vaccination's done for the amount of COVID infection we're seeing in the United States.
Mm-hmm. So why did LA County make that move that they're making? It's confusing.
You know, it's interesting. I haven't seen that. I know that the health authorities in LA County have been among the most strict in the entire country through this entire time. California continues to have a number of rules that most states have done away with, including Illinois and New York. So I think it's just an idiosyncratic thing in Los Angeles. There's a lot of concern, Anna, as you and I have been talking about for the last several weeks about this Delta variant, and I'm sure that's what's causing the mask requirement in LA County. I also think it has to do with the percentage of the population that is vaccinated there. There are large areas of LA County that do not have large percentages of eligible people who are vaccinated. So I think that's what's going on. And I think this leads to an important point that even though it's the summer and things are going so well, this pandemic is not done. COVID's not done with us. And we need to continue to stay vigilant as we watch what's going on throughout the world and here in the United States.
You know, just to reiterate something you've said before, Dr. Copen, I think would be helpful now. The Delta variant is still covered by the vaccines. People who are exposed to Delta, the vaccines that we have in circulation in the U.S. are still effective against it. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And as I've been stressing, this is one of these times it's good to look what's going on in other countries. We should follow what's going on in the United Kingdom, in Britain, in Israel, you know, other countries that have a large percentage of their population vaccinated where Delta variant is there. Although there have been a whole bunch of Delta infections in Britain and it's starting a bit in Israel, people who've been vaccinated do not get sick. They don't get hospitalized. Some people have indeed been infected. We do know that, but those folks have not gotten very sick and they have not wound up in the hospital. And that's really what the vaccine is about more than anything else.
Okay, I'm looking at the Illinois Department of Public Health data. They said as of Sunday, and you may have more recent, but it's basically the point is the same, I think. The Alpha variant that originated in the UK made up 70% of the cases. The Gamma variant from Brazil makes up about 25%. The Delta variant, the one in question that you're talking about from India, there were 84 cases statewide so far as of Sunday. But you said that we should expect this one to take over and become the dominant variant. Is that still what they're thinking?
Yeah, that's still what they're thinking. And again, it's based on what we've seen in other countries. The estimate today is throughout the United States, Delta probably makes up about 20% of the total virus that's in circulation. And we know that this is more transmissible, the Delta variant, than the other ones. And we would expect that percentage of Delta, that's the active virus, to continue to grow over the coming weeks. I think everyone's seen Dr. Fauci's quote that he expects by the time we get to the end of July, there'll probably be about 70% of what we see. So it will be the dominant strain of the COVID virus that we have in the United States.
Okay. I'm seeing a couple of texts. One, in fact, I did want to ask you about. 8630 says, I've been fully vaccinated since the beginning of May, doctor, but now with the vaccine so easily accessible, should I go in and get a third shot? Does a third shot provide any extra protection?
I'm an eager vaccinated person. I love that. That's great. That's great. Yeah, to our eager listener, not yet. Right now, there's a lot of work being done at FDA and CDC and by some academic virologists, experts in vaccines and viruses, looking at this question. Do we need a booster? We've been talking about this. If so, what type of booster? We don't have that recommendation. So for somebody who's fully vaccinated today, you should feel really good. As we keep stressing, you're protected. You're not going to get really sick from this, even in the unlikely event you have a breakthrough infection, which is rare. You're not going to wind up in the hospital. The virus is the vaccine is protecting you from the virus now, and that's wonderful, and it's going to continue like that. I fully expect as we get towards the latter part of the summer, we'll get some recommendations from FDA and CDC about do we need a booster.
Okay, so we'll be looking at that. But right now, it seems as if there is some lasting immunity. Let me ask you this, Dr. 630. We all hear about Moderna and Pfizer regarding this new variant, but nobody seems to say anything about Johnson & Johnson. What about the people who got Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah, 630, thanks for asking that question. Really important. Yeah, Johnson & Johnson's also effective. It's not as effective as the other two, but it's fantastic. You know, we're looking somewhere 70-75% effectiveness. We just don't have vaccines that are that effective against other viruses. So although it might seem not as impressive as the Moderna and the Pfizer, it's still great. It will keep you from getting very sick, and it will keep you from being in the hospital. So the same statement that we make about Pfizer and Moderna, we absolutely can make with Johnson & Johnson. So feel good about that.
Okay, we should feel good. That is good to know, just to reiterate that part of it. Dr. Copen, here's something that we're assuming is extremely rare, but it's also getting a lot of traction online. This is a doctor who says, the CDC says if you're fully vaccinated, as I am, you can resume activities without wearing a mask or physically distancing. Well, guess who contracted COVID from a fully vaccinated coworker who has already had COVID once already? Be careful, there's much to learn, leading a lot of folks to say, well, what's that all about?
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know the details of this person's infection, but you know, we've been talking about this, and it's a really important point. There's not a 100% guarantee with any of the vaccines that a person who's fully vaccinated will not get infected. Even with the really effective Pfizer and Moderna, we expect somewhere between a 5 and 10% breakthrough infection rate. So it wouldn't be surprising that somebody would be infected who's already been vaccinated. But here's the rub. Here's the important point that we have to remember. The vaccinated person, and I assume the person who put that up on Twitter?
It was on Twitter. Yeah, it was retweeted a ton of times yesterday. Like, oh, my God, yeah.
All right, so, you know, put that up on Twitter. That person, I'm sure, didn't get sick. Yes, was infected, was exposed. It's one of these rare cases, but it does happen. But what a great thing. You get infected, but you're not sick.
Mm-hmm. And that's ultimately what we want.
That's the idea with the vaccine, right? You're not going to get sick.
Let me ask you something else. This is something I found interesting. I wonder how much we really know about this. If you're vaccinated, this is the telltale sign you have COVID, a new study says. And it comes down to sneezing, that even though that's not a typical symptom of COVID, that breakthrough infections, they're finding people are sneezing.
Yeah, there's some people who've been sneezing. First of all, everybody listening, if you're sneezing, and I sneeze a lot this time of year just from seasonal allergies. Seasonal allergies are seasonal allergies. It's not COVID, so please don't panic. Yeah, there are reports of people who've been fully vaccinated, the rare case where there's a breakthrough infection. People don't have any of the other 24 reported symptoms of an acute infection. They're sneezing. By the way, that's great, right? They don't have high fevers. They're not short of breath. They're not coughing. They're sneezing. It's because the vaccine works. So that's a good thing.
The downside of that to me, Dr. Copen, is that they're sneezing. So that means aren't there particles going everywhere? Doesn't that spread it?
Yeah, well, interesting too. So people who have been vaccinated, the amount of virus that they have to pass on to someone else is actually way less than someone who's not vaccinated. So we don't know really I can't make a absolute statement, but I would say that the amount of virus that person sneezing into the air is way less than somebody who's not vaccinated. So again, another wonderful aspect and quality to being vaccinated.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Let me ask you this, with just a limited time, and we always appreciate your time, Dr. Copen. It Isn't Over for Us is the title of this story that I was looking at. It's about weakened immune systems, people who have weakened immune systems, and that COVID-19 vaccines don't mean the end of the pandemic for them. And I wonder what we know about those who have weakened immune systems, even if you get the vaccine. How vulnerable are you?
Yeah, so the first thing about people with weakened immune systems, what we call immunocompromised people, there's many different types of weakened immune systems. So it's critically important that somebody who knows that he or she has a weakened immune system to discuss relative risk with his or her physician, the physician who really knows about the immunocompromised state. I'll give you an example. Somebody who has a solid organ transplant, say a liver or a heart, and is on anti-rejection medication, that's a very different situation than from somebody who has a smoldering blood cancer that really isn't causing any problem. So it's important to discuss with a physician. Now, having said that, a recommendation is for almost everybody, regardless of what your immune state is, to get vaccinated. There is some type of response, regardless of somebody's immune state, to the vaccine, and that's going to be very helpful. People who are immunocompromised, though, have to take special precautions. These are people who are going to be wearing masks when they go out. They're going to avoid confined spaces with lots of people in it. It's almost like the way that we were all acting before we had the vaccine, right? People who are immunocompromised, particularly those who are severely immunocompromised, are going to have to continue to take those measures, those self-protective measures. And that's why someone could say, for me, as an immunocompromised person, nothing's really changed, even with the vaccine.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Copen. Clearing stuff up for us, as always, making it very easy to understand, too, and interpret all the new stuff coming at us on this and everything else. Thanks, Dr. Copen.
All right, Anna, I'm going to go back to thinking about Scottie Pippen now. So Carmen's got me thinking about it.